Finally this hour, a new piece of classical music with a twist. Rumba Sinfonica is written for symphony orchestra and Latin pop band. It got its world premiere last year when the group Tiempo Libre took the stage with the Minnesota Orchestra. There are several performances with other orchestras planned for this year. From Minneapolis, Gail Wine reports.
Ricardo Lawrence is a Venezuelan-born composer who teaches at the University of Michigan. His works have included a concerto for maracas, miniatures for flute and ghetto blaster, and this piece for solo piano called Bachango. He often laces his music with traditional Latin American sounds, but Lawrence doesn't write what anyone would describe as pop music. Tiempo Libre is a tight 7-piece Cuban timba band. The two approaches come together in Rumba Sinfonica, a 25-minute-long piece that Lawrence describes as a musical travelogue through Latin rhythms. Lawrence says that when he met Tiempo Libre band leader Jorge Gomez, he knew he had found the perfect partner to bring classical and Latin music into one piece.
I've always been interested in hybrids. I mean, that's where I feel the most comfortable. I don't like pure forms in music. I just don't, somehow, they don't do much to me. But hybrid forms just drive me crazy.
Lawrence first heard Tiempo Libre a couple of years ago at Indiana University. They're Cuban-American musicians based in Miami, and they all went through rigorous classical training at the conservatory in Havana. He was impressed by the arrangements and writing of Jorge Gomez.
When I heard his so-called montunos, those very intricate piano mechanisms that you hear even in salsa music, I thought, you know, these montunos sound like Rachmaninoff to me. You know, the typical montuno would be ga ga gi ko ke ki ka ko ko ka ka ka. How would you transform that?
Ga go go ga go ga 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 gin kong ki go go gin kin ko ge ro go ga go ga gin kwa 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 kwa.
Ricardo Lawrence and Jorge Gomez worked together over the course of a year in marathon brainstorming sessions, using electronic keyboards to play the parts of both the orchestra and the band. Composer Ricardo Lawrence.
We had three sessions in Miami, three phenomenal sessions at his house in this wonderful apartment overlooking the beach, and we worked for 12 hours at a time, and I saw every single idea that I would bring being transformed in real time to fit the style and needs of Tiempo Libre.
Not only did the two composers have to be on the same page musically, but the performers had to mesh as well. You can't just put an amplified Latin band in front of an 80-piece orchestra and hope for the best.
It's almost like mixing chemicals, and you need to know how many woodwinds to use in order to balance out an electric bass, and how many strings to balance out an electric bass.
And when it all came together, the Minnesota Orchestra found itself swinging. Sarah Hutsko Hicks was the conductor for the concert. One of her challenges was to get the players to loosen up.
I kind of dance on the podium, and I jump up and down, and I swing and I sway, and they sort of relax into the rhythm that I'm trying to show them. It eventually gets into this great groove.
The musicians in the orchestra not only responded to Hicks conducting, they picked up on the stage presence and attitude of the guest artists. Manny Laureano, principal trumpet of the Minnesota Orchestra, says that watching Tiempo Libre at rehearsal gave him and his colleagues a different perspective on performing the music.
It was wonderful to see how incredibly relaxed they were about everything that they did. Okay, there's energy, but they're not forcing anything.
And that's due in part, says bandleader Jorge Gomez, to the classical background of the members of Tiempo Libre.
To play timba, you need that technique. To play timba and to play jazz. If you understand the classic music, you understand whatever music you want to play in.
Besides Minnesota, there will be performances this season with the other groups that commissioned Rumba Sinfonica. The Ravinia Festival, Festival of the Arts in Boca Raton, and the Detroit Symphony. Tiempo Libre has at least three more performances scheduled this spring across North America. For NPR News, I'm Gail Wine.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.